Hello and welcome back to the Politics Unboxed podcast. My name is Rhys, and today, well, there really is only one news story that's going to be talked about today, and it is that the final stage of lockdown restrictions easing in England is not going to be next Monday, the 21st of June, as was previously planned by the government. It is now going to be, according to a press conference by Boris Johnson, given at about 6 p.m. a little bit after 6 p.m. yesterday on the 14th of June. It's going to be the 19th of July. See, I nearly did what Boris Johnson said in his press conference. He called it the 29th of July. He called it a couple of times. But no, 19th of July. So, no surprises here. This is going to be what's talked about today on the next episode of the Politics Unboxed podcast. So, yeah, no surprises here. The Prime Minister has finally done what the science has been saying for weeks, if not months, and has pushed back the easing of lockdown restrictions, or rather the final easing of lockdown restrictions, which was due to be on Monday, the 21st of June. It is now going to be, according to a press conference by the Prime Minister, given yesterday, the 19th of July. So, what has made the Prime Minister change his mind from what seemed to be a fairly set-in-stone national deadline? It's been called Freedom Day up and down the press corridors, in broadsheets, in tabloids, and on news media sites and broadcasts. And then what will it mean for people? So, let's have a look. So what's caused it? Well, it comes down quite a lot to the Delta variant, formerly known as the Indian variant, now being given these Greek alphabet names by the World Health Organization. And it says, essentially, that this variant is more transmissible. And we are seeing rising cases. Now, the data suggests that we could be on track, even under current restrictions, for somewhere as high as 15,000 daily cases of COVID by the 21st of June, which was, of course, meant to be that Freedom Day, D-Day, whatever you want to call it. And it is undeniably a bit sad, because we had hoped that our lockdown measures and our vaccine program would be able to cause us to come out of lockdown on that date. Obviously, lockdown has been a struggle for many people up and down the country, and has brought with it economic and social ramifications. People who haven't been able to see family due to various restrictions on national travel, international travel, things like that. Harm to the economy. But we see the trade-off there between the economy and sort of some social events and public health, which we know the lockdown has caused to be more stable than if we hadn't had lockdowns. We can see that by looking at the side-by-side comparisons internationally of other countries that didn't introduce... something just decided to fall off my shelf. However, we can see that by looking at a side-by-side comparison between countries that didn't introduce lockdowns and ourselves as the UK, who did introduce that national lockdown. So, I mean, it is something that we have been looking at, and we can say that this lockdown has helped in terms of public health from coronavirus. And this Delta variant has been seen to be more transmissible, and potentially, as the Prime Minister said, going ahead with this stage 4 of relaxation on the 21st of June would mean, quote, a real possibility of the virus outrunning the vaccines, end quote, which would lead to potentially thousands more deaths which could otherwise have been avoided. Although we are seeing Dominic Cummings using those exact words, death which could have been avoided, to describe tens of thousands of deaths already recorded, unfortunately, in the long list of names of people who have succumbed to the coronavirus in the United Kingdom. We're looking at about 130,000 people. So, I mean, we are definitely looking at a bad situation, but hopefully this extension of lockdown from the 21st of June to the 19th of July means that we can get a handle on this Delta variant and get to a place where the vaccines will not be able to be outrun by the virus, because we will have had enough coverage of people from the vaccines, the various vaccines. And there are four that have been approved for use in the UK. The three big ones are AstraZeneca, Pfizer, and the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. I can't quite remember the fourth one though, which it's very, very unfortunate. I think I forgot it yesterday as well. Those are the three main ones. However, let's not fixate on the 19th of July quite as much as we did on the 21st of June, because, well, we have seen that there is the possibility of extension. We know that scientists have been warning of a significant resurgence in COVID-19 hospitalizations and deaths if stage 4 went ahead on the 21st of June. So let's not get too attached to the 19th of June, as I think many people, including myself, did get attached to the 21st of June. Because there are two reasons I'm going to talk about. One, the government has a track record of pushing back these dates now. It didn't really before. It was sticking close to that roadmap, going through stages 1 to 3, in line with where the government announced in February with they would be doing. But also, secondly, it might be that we are able to review this data earlier, because the PM was able to say there'd be a review after 2 weeks of this lockdown measure, and that delay might not be as long as expected. Because if that review goes well and the data is positive and scientists are saying, no, this is all we needed, then the Prime Minister has not ruled out opening up earlier. Of course, he hasn't ruled out pushing back that date further if the science says so as well. So why have we really got here? And it's important to look at some key things, because right now the variant of concern is the Delta variant, which seems to be the dominant variant of coronavirus in the United Kingdom, has been for a while now. And to combat that, we need to reach our herd immunity threshold, and that can be done through vaccines. It looks like the government is now going again for herd immunity. We know how it went last time, but this time with the vaccines, it looks like we could be able to get there. So where will we be expecting vaccines to put us? Well, if we look at variants other than the Delta variant, after one dose of a double dose coronavirus vaccine, this is data from Public Health England, by the way, rather than figures I've plucked out of thin air. It suggests that after one dose of a double dose vaccine, you get about 50% coverage from serious coronavirus infection, and that after two doses you get between about 90 to 95% coverage. Very good figures there, and that is positive and could not have been achieved without our extensive rollout of the vaccine scheme, for which the government does deserve no small degree of credit. But with the Delta variant, after just the one dose of a double dose vaccine, you apparently have only around a 30% coverage, just over 30%, I think about 30.5% of coverage. And both doses give you, again, in line now with the Alpha and other strains, around an 85 to 90% coverage. And these are important figures, because we are seeing there is still circulation of coronavirus in the UK. We've seen that cases have been growing now at about 64% per week. In some of the most highly affected areas, the cases have been doubling every week, and hospitalizations rising at about 50% per week. And this growth is exponential, which is exactly what we saw in the earlier waves of coronavirus. We are now officially well into a third wave, and hopefully we can mitigate that with vaccines and lockdowns. This link between infections and hospitalizations, and then going on to hospitalizations and deaths, has been seen to be weakened. We do know it is now smaller than what was before, but it has not been severed. And it's therefore time to delay the plan. Now, looking at those vaccine figures, you might think, well, if those numbers seem pretty high to me, and we know that we're always lauding our successes in vaccinations, getting record numbers of people vaccinated every day, getting to very high percentages of the population, why can't we just keep going forward? Well, that would be the ever convenient scapegoat for spreading the virus, those people under 30. We've seen it time and time again. It does frustrate me as someone well under 30 that we've been scapegoated repeatedly for this vaccination. Not this vaccination, for spreading coronavirus. Firstly, when people went back to university, when people were just moving around. I mean, we are the most socially mobile and socially moving age group that's being covered by the data. That is a fair assessment. And the majority is currently unvaccinated in that age group. I think it's only the 28 to 30-year-olds who are available to even book their first dose of the vaccine as of now. But as of later today, I think that number will go to about the 25-year-olds and up. But with us unvaccinated radical hoodlums, if we were to believe all of the government's information going around spreading this vaccine, we can spread this to other members of society, and we could be able to transmit it to even those in the more vulnerable categories. And the Prime Minister was at pains to point out that even those in the categories where they have had both doses of the vaccines can, in some thankfully rare but and also isolated cases, be susceptible to the harsher effects of coronavirus and possibly leading to hospitalisation, intensive care and then death, which makes it imperative to delay any lockdown until the Prime Minister and the NHS can be sure that we have enough good coverage of the vaccines to help guide the UK towards our herd immunity threshold. And this is where we get this 19th of July date from, this 4 weeks down the line date, from where we are being told that the government will be able to have had everyone over the age of 40 doubly vaccinated, so having both shots of the respective vaccines. If they're getting the Johnson & Johnson one, then just the one shot. However, this does still raise questions, because the PM was at pains to point out that it is the socially mobile and the active groups in the under-30s who are at greatest risk of spreading coronavirus and any variants thereof, Delta, Alpha, Sigma, Kappa, whatever we go on to next. I'm sure there will be other variants. So therefore it's sensible to wait until those groups are fully vaccinated before opening up. But this 19th of July, if I say June there, this 19th of July deadline is not late enough, it would seem, because the government's still saying that it will be all adults vaccinated at least one dose by then, but not both doses. I mean, obviously, because we're having to see people waiting for 11 to 12 weeks before they get their second dose of the vaccine, and that's just not long enough to get everyone double vaccinated. Which begs the question, if the Delta variant is the variant of concern and the variant most prominent in the UK right now, and a single dose of the vaccine only gives 30% coverage, give or take, according to the PHE data, from the Delta variant, what is the real overwhelming benefit of this 19th of July deadline? Surely, according to the data, it should be later, because this socially mobile group of under-30s would not have even a 50% coverage from coronavirus, again, according to the Public Health England data, with just the one dose. And this could end up, I mean, I don't like to say this, it brings me no pleasure to say that this could end up being the worst of both worlds, but we could end up there with a delay in the restrictions ending, which would annoy enough people on its own, and then possibly, let's say the government sticks rigidly to this 19th of July deadline, a yo-yoing in and out of lockdown as those under 30 go about their business as told by the government in whatever guise it is by that point, at only 30% coverage from the coronavirus, especially the Delta variant, which is the most prevalent right now. And we could essentially see the same consequences that the government is warning us of, now. And we could end up yo-yoing in and out of lockdowns after the 19th of July if it does so happen that, well, yep, you know, the data was right. So this could end up being a bad situation, even with the scientific pains taken by the government to make sure that we are in a good enough position. And yes, this is speculation on my part, but it is backed up by data. It is not just a wild stab in the dark and saying, well, this is one of the many hundreds of thousands of myriad things that could happen. This looks like being a likely enough scenario if we marry up the data from Public Health England and the rhetoric about under 30s and people able to spread the virus from the government. So rarely do we see that rhetoric and data marrying up. It might seem weird for me to try and put them together now. However, it is something that we need to do. Because, well, it's possibly scary. I mean, I don't know. I really hope I'm wrong. Again, as with every prediction of doom and gloom, I really, seriously hope that I am wrong. I don't want to be someone turning around in 4 weeks' time saying, yep, told you so, because I get this prediction right. I'd rather get predictions right saying that we'd be out of lockdown by tomorrow, and that the data is fine and we're all on a fine path. I don't want to have to be saying this stuff. But at the moment, it seems to be staring me straight in the face from the data and the rhetoric. And I don't know. The government seems to be setting themselves up to fail again on these lockdowns and this vaccine by saying we are all important. I remember back in sort of February, we were saying, oh, the vaccines are brilliant, they're doing all the jobs, we might not even need lockdowns, we could come out even earlier. And then suddenly people thought, oh yeah, we can come out earlier. And the government went, no, it's the vaccines and the lockdowns. Changed their tune pretty quickly. And then it was, right, we have our plan now, we'll stick to this plan, and we'll be out by the 21st of June. And now, of course, we know that's not going to happen. Next Monday is not Freedom Day. No matter what the newspapers say, no matter what Andrew Lloyd Webber says about going into theatres with or without restrictions saying you can, and arresting me if they have to, said Andrew Lloyd Webber in The Telegraph a couple of days ago, sort of middle of last week. Now, this announcement from the government is good news for some, as some restrictions are going to be released. Because weddings, receptions and funerals are, they're going to be sort of brushed off the 30-guest limit. More than 30 guests are going to be allowed to attend a wedding from the 21st of June, and there is no set maximum of the number of guests that could be invited. This has come after intense backlash from the weddings sector, which said about £320 million a day could be lost per day of extension of lockdown, and a four-week lockdown would apparently bury the service. Now, I mean, this is still under social distancing measures, which will limit how many people can be hosted in certain venues, and any venues must provide table service. If you're going to host the wedding in a private setting, so maybe a garden, there'll be a complete risk assessment necessary to determine how many guests can be hosted safely. In Scotland, there are certain rules, so if you're in a level 2 area, it'll be up to 50 to attend a reception and wedding, level 1 up to 100, level 0 up to 200, and there will be only food and drink service from tables. Wales taking the same guidance as England, I believe, and Northern Ireland. There are social distancing restrictions, and face masks will be necessary in some areas. And this is, well, it's a step towards having the lack of social restrictions. The hospitality industry, however, says, well, we're in big trouble, serious trouble. So says David Whittle, who runs Suki 10C in Birmingham. He apparently has no way to pay the June bills, as the hospitality industry had been planning for the 21st of June to be release day. They can go back to social distancing, nightclubs opening, etc., etc. And they've reacted with horror to the news that the delay is going to be 19th of July rather than the 21st of June. And it's obviously pleasing that some areas are able to open, so weddings, etc., and that there is now another date rather than just saying, well, nah, we'll just say keep going, keep going, keep going. So, again, it's a hard one to square. The newspapers have gone at it, saying, The Sun, will we ever be free, is their headline, with at least 4 weeks of lockdown. The Metro saying, freedom put on ice in the hottest day of the year. Quite a funny headline, that one. despite the subject matter. Johnson delays end of lockdown, time to ease off the accelerator, leads The Guardian. The Daily Telegraph says it's definitely July 19th, unless it's not. Daily Mail says PM curbs could go on. And, well, Daily Express, Boris, let's be sensible, delay will save lives. Mirror says vax to the future. And it's going to be a long one. It's going to be a long one, this 4 weeks of lockdown. We're going to be waiting and waiting, and papers and people will be saying, oh, we need more and more and more. Let's just keep going, keep pressing for this. But again, we're looking at the data and we're thinking, well, this is looks like the right call, but maybe it isn't, maybe it is. Unfortunately, hindsight is 20/20, but foresight never is. Some people will be lucky enough to predict the future. Some people won't. Some people will miss out on it completely, and we just do not know what's going to be happening next. So we're going to have to keep a very close eye on the data. We're going to have to keep a close eye on those dates as well, because they could change. But for now, it is not Freedom Day next Monday. It looks like being it on the 19th of July, but we'll have to wait and see. Anyway, that's all the time we have today on the Politics Unboxed podcast. I want to thank you very much for listening. I hope you have enjoyed today's episode of the podcast. If you want to give us a rating, then please do on whichever platform you find these podcasts. Any feedback is more than necessary. It's not more than necessary. I really hope it isn't more than necessary. More than appreciated, rather. If you want to get in touch through our Instagram, which is at Politics on Unboxed, our Facebook, Politics Unboxed, or our Twitter, which is at Politics U, the letter U, you can, to give any feedback or any comments you want to see. You want to see us talk about something different, something else, please do take our minds off the coronavirus, take our minds off the extension of lockdown. Again, give us some big topic you want to discuss. If you want to talk about political history, fine, we've got sources we can go to on that. We'll talk about political news, US, UK, whatever, go for it. Any suggestions, more than welcome. If you want to get in touch over email, it's politics.unboxed@outlook.com, and our website is www.politicsunboxpodcast.wordpress.com. So please do get in touch however you can. But for now, that is all we have time for. So I want to thank you very much for listening to the Politics Unboxed podcast. I hope to see you all around again soon for the next episode. And until then, goodbye.